Marvin Hicks is a part of Motown the Musical. Marvin's on the phone. She's a Howard grad, and tonight the show will benefit the Time Warner Foundation. We help students like Marvin who attend HBCUs to finish their college education. Good morning, Marvin, and thank you very much for helping us help students in HBCUs. Thank you.
Good morning, and thank you, really.
Yeah.
Thank you. You're doing the work. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Now, what character do you play?
Well, I play multiple characters. I play Mr. Gordy's sister, his oldest sister, Esther, who gave him $800
okay.
to the company.
Oh, okay.
And then I play Stevie's mama, Lula, who I had the good pleasure of meeting along the way when I worked with Steve. And I sing the Gladys Knight track.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're a busy lady.
Let me tell you something. Wait. I hope you guys all see it. I heard somebody say they went to see Cinderella last night.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
my God.
We've
it's like a lot
it.
Of wig changes, a lot
it,
of characters. It's high-paced. It's so cool. It's so much fun. So, yeah.
That's very
Motown.
Cool.
Yeah.
And Broadway, man.
What's been
and
one
Broadway.
Of the funniest... What's been one of the funniest things that's happened backstage at Motown the Musical so far?
I can't even tell you. The backstage show at Motown is almost as big as the onstage show because of the costume changes, because of the wig changes.
Yeah.
And I can't tell the singing, the traffic backstage. If you don't know where you're supposed to be at any point during the offstage traffic, it can be disaster backstage. So I can't tell you what's been funny. I just know it's been traffic. If somebody's where they're not supposed to be, they have to say new traffic, or it could be you could get run over, you could get the wrong wig on, wrong costume, you name it, because we are using every nook and cranny of that piece, you know. So, but it's great. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah. Have you ever gotten mixed up with which character you're going to be and when they're supposed
Look,
to?
Well, the guy that does my wig, surely enough, like he was having trouble with another wig, and I turn around and he put the wrong wig on me, and I wasn't paying attention. It would have been the craziest looking costume from one era and a wig from another. That's all. It just would have been, you know.
And it could have been a scene like out of Dreamgirls. You'd have just turned that thing around.
Turn that wig around, girl. Exactly. Exactly. That's exactly right. And we keep it moving. That's one thing. Mr. Gordy loves a good cover. If you go out there, you blow your lyrics, your lines, whatever. You just figure out a way to keep that show going. Mr. Gordy loves a good cover. He totally loves it.
How long has the show been playing on Broadway now?
We were celebrated our first year anniversary last April.
Yeah.
And but the show was 3.5 years in development. We had several workshops because that was a lot of material. A lot of choices had to be made on exactly what story he wanted to tell. I mean, there's a lot to tell. Yeah. This is all from Mr. Gordy's perspective based on
his
show.
And the crowds have been great, huh?
Oh, my God. I'm going to tell you something. I've been doing theater for many years, and there's nothing like when that last beat and that blackout and the roar of the crowd at the end
and they're
of the
singing
show.
Along every
and
song,
dancing. Singing along, dancing, crying. You know, you see white folks sitting out there crying because they got some memory of Motown, and I'm often wondering, what are you crying about? I wonder what they're thinking about, you know? I tell you, I swear I've seen grown men crying at the end of the show. And I guess,
and
you
said,
know,
what's
it's
your
a lot
struggle,
of emotion
baby?
It's because you live through the
hey,
music.
Motown
yeah.
means a It means a lot. You know, it means a lot. Mr. Gordy did something. It was the height of the civil rights movement that Motown was, you know, at its peak. And that was just, there was a lot going on, I would dare to say, you know.
Well, save some of this for the discussion that we're supposed to have after the show.
Oh, we're ready for you. Oh, we are so pumped up tonight, honey. The HBCUs will be in the house, and we're encouraging people to get those tickets because there's a... it's going to be a lot of fun, as per usual. But really, Tom Joyner, thank you so much for
you're
doing for students that want to continue their education, and especially at HBCUs. And a shout-out to my Bisons from Howard University. And just know that folks can get $89 tickets. They are regularly $147 tickets. We're talking good tickets.
That's a great deal.
And front med, $69, that are regularly $97. and a portion of that will go to the Tom Joyner Foundation. So we appreciate you. We appreciate all of you. I love y'all for getting up in the morning and doing this, because you know I didn't go to
Thank
sleep
you.
Till 2 o'clock. You can't walk off the stage to go to sleep, you know.
All
but,
right.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Marva Hicks. I'll see you,
we'll see you tonight.
Motown the Musical, benefiting the Tom Joyner Foundation tonight.
Thank you. Take care, y'all.